Coach Dick Vermeil is on the West Coast in the Bay Area at his winery as we speak. Coach Vermeil, thanks for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing fine, Sal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Coach, you've got to congratulate the Eagles' defense and how well they did against the Falcons in that game. Are you there with me, Coach?
Yeah, I had a little problem there. Repeat that, please.
Okay, sure. And Coach, you have to congratulate how well the Eagles' defense did against the Falcons in that game against the Matt Ryan team that's got a lot of very explosive components.
No question. Yeah, no question. And, you know, yeah, of course, the defense, that shouldn't surprise any of us that follow the Eagles closely. You know, when you have a good offense like they finished so strong last year, the defense doesn't get as much credit as they deserve, but they're a fine defensive team coached by a great defensive staff.
When you look at that defense, what do you think is the signature move of this defense? What do you look at it as a former Super Bowl winning head coach, and you look at this defense, what makes it go?
Well, if you can't pass protect, you're not going to beat the Eagles, okay? Because they're going to get after the quarterback, and if they don't sack him, they pressure him. They make him move his feet, distract him, make him move to different receivers, take away the first, second, third. They're looking for the check down, and they have him covered. So, I think the strength, obviously, is the defensive line. But now the secondary is becoming so good, so efficient. And they just keep getting better, too. And, there will be a time when they'll be considered one of the top secondaries in the league.
I totally agree with you. I'd like to focus in on Fletcher Cox, number 91. At defensive tackle, here's what I've seen, Coach Vermeil. I've seen a guy who is slimmed down. I see a guy whose motor is running extremely hot. He played nearly every defensive snap in that football game. He created havoc on up the middle. He was in Matt Ryan's face. They closed out any chance of Matt Ryan escaping from the pocket. And as you said, they had guys locked down in the secondary. But if you just focus in on Fletcher Cox, I think Fletcher Cox really had a phenomenal game. And if he keeps this up, you know, he could be the defensive player of the year. I realize it's only 1 week, but this guy is totally motivated to be the number one interior pass rusher in the National Football League. Maybe it's because he's seen what these guys are getting in terms of $100 million contracts. I know he got paid last time, but this is a guy who's totally motivated to dominate.
Well, and he's physically capable of doing that. When he develops a 100% consistency on every snap, I mean, he'll be right in the hunt because he's talented enough to be the defensive player of the year in the National Football League. And Donaldson's done it. He's as physical. Maybe a little different style, but he's as physical.
I've always said, part of the Dick Vermeil postulates that I've adopted in my analysis, handed down through the great Ron Jaworski, is one, strength of schedule; two, don't turn the ball over; and three, points allowed. And if you're giving up only 12 points a game, I know that's hard to maintain throughout a season. But if you're in the low teens or the mid teens, now last year they gave up 18 points per game. People overlook that number. I think points allowed is the single most important indicator of a team's strength. And if you're giving up between 12 and 18 points per game, you're going to be in a lot of football games, Coach Vermeil.
Oh, no question. No question. And you can be an average offense and win with a great defense. You know, in fact, what the Bears a number of years back won the world championship with a below average offense and a superior defense. And again, then the Ravens did it. It what, 2002? Something
yes.
Like that? No, you can do it. But, you know, it's nice to be what they were last year. You know, the defense last year in total defense was number 10. The offense was number 4. That's an unbelievable combination. That's why you win world championships.
I think the Ravens was 2000. In 2002 now,
yeah,
the Bucs under Monty Kiffin had a tremendous defense and won with a fairly mediocre offense under John Gruden with that quarterback that they had out of Florida State.
Right, yeah. You know, if you keep the game close enough to win, you can win it, because you also got to give credit to special teams. You got a great defense, normally correlates with a pretty darn fine special teams organization. You put those two packages together, you're doing well, because the special teams are going to score once in a while.
We're talking to the great Dick Vermeil. He's out in California, and I hear you're harvesting your crop for the next batch of Vermeil wines. We're excited for that. And how can folks get Vermeil wines? Vermeilwines.com, correct?
Right, yeah. Just Google Vermeil wines, and they can order online. In fact, in Pennsylvania now, the last 2 years, we can send direct. So, but right now, we picked our whites. Our reds need more time on the vine, and I have to fly home Sunday, so I may not even get to participate in the picking of our reds. But, you know, I can't control Mother Nature.
My next life, I want to come out there and work in one of your wineries. Can I do that?
I tell you, it is fun. But, you know, I actually, we don't own a winery. We custom crush at a winery where our winemakers work, and other people do that same thing. But, you know, it's a great time of year in the Napa Valley. It's their Super Bowl season week right now.
We're talking to the great Dick Vermeil. VermeilWines.com is where you can get the coach's wines. Jordan Hicks is the last defensive player that I would like to discuss with you, because here's a guy who comes back from an injury, didn't participate in the Super Bowl, was heartbroken, works all offseason to come back. I thought Jordan Hicks was tremendously active, violent at the point of attack, left his feet many times in order to make big plays. I thought he had a tremendous game.
Well, you're right. You know, and you know something I've learned over the years, Sal, a lot of guys coming off a major knee operation, they're 100% on the doctor's eyes, 100% on the coach's eyes, and 100% in theirs. But when in the game, the first couple of games, they don't play like they're 100%. And he proved that you can come off and do everything right and then play like you've never were injured. But a lot of guys have a tendency to feel their way back into the game, and he certainly didn't do that.
Let's flip the script and look at the offense for a second, Coach, because I know you were in Coach Peterson's ear last year during the Super Bowl run, and you know he relied a lot on you.
No, not really. No, I was in his ear. I was cheering for him.
Okay. But you talked to him quite a bit. And I know you haven't talked to him recently, but what would you tell him about where the offense is and where Nick Foles is right now, Coach?
Well, first off, we know what we have in Nick Foles. You know, we know, I just looked at just sitting here studying Nick Foles. Six out of the last 10 games he's played, he's had a quarterback efficiency rating of over 100. It's hard to do. Very, very hard to do. So we know he can play. We just got to make sure that everything around him supports him and allows him to be that good. You know, they're a little short on the receiver situation. I don't know how it's going to be against Tampa Bay. But, you know, when you take a guy out that was the leading receiver last year in touchdowns, and he's not there, and, you know, you change things around. Plus, you lose two offensive coaches. That was 31 years of experience they lost. And if you got two young guys in there, I'm sure they're great coaches and they'll do a good job. But sometimes it takes them a while to really get going and make the same equal contribution those coaches you lost were making.
What's the biggest obstacle to repeating as a Super Bowl champ?
I think it's the mental side of it. The mental side. You know, Belichick has done it better than anybody in recent history, you know. But, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers did it pretty good at their time, too. But the biggest obstacle, I think, is maintaining that disciplined mental edge of hungriness that it takes to compete at that level on a consistent basis. You know, I was guilty of this myself many times in my career. I'm mad at myself yet when I think about it. You get going, you get rolling, you start winning, you know, and all three teams I coached at one time or another were the undefeated teams in the league at that time. The only ones. And we, two of the three times we got beat by a losing team. Why? Because I started feeling too good. And you start, that attitude starts permeating the squad. They're all relaxed when they come to practice. They got smiles on their face. You know, it's hard to get over the fact that you won a world championship, or it's hard to get over you won 9 in a row. Then you go to Buffalo and lose to a team that's only won 4 games all year. You know, that part is the mental side. And I think coaches really have to work hard. Belichick does it better than anybody, because that just, I think maybe, I don't, you know, I've never worked with him, but that's his temperament. That's just him. And that's a real plus in handling a team that's been winning consistently.